We are people of the kingdom of God, and we are invading another country or another nation or another sphere. Whether we want to realize it or not, we are invading another kingdom, and it's called the kingdom of darkness. And if you're involved in invading a kingdom, then that means you are at war. You are going in to take back what the enemy stole, if you will. And that's, to sing that some time ago, there's a song that talks about taking back what the enemy stole. But it is a war that we are involved in. And I believe that many times as Christians, we come in out of our great need. We come into the kingdom of God. And our need is great. My goodness, anybody's not saved, their need is great. I mean, just to be saved, their need is great. Their need is absolutely tremendous. They have no greater, there's nobody else that has a greater need on earth than a person needs to get saved. And so when we come in with our need, we have to realize that we come into the kingdom now, then we learn how to be citizens of the kingdom, and then begin to take our responsibilities as citizens of the kingdom. As citizens of the kingdom, we need to, take our responsibility. And what does that mean? It means, we have to understand how the kingdom functions. We have to understand the benefits of the kingdom. And we must understand the privileges of the kingdom that we have in order to take ground from the kingdom of darkness. And if we sit back on our laurels and don't do nothing, we're losing ground. We're not going to enjoy the benefits of the kingdom of God. People who come to the nation of Canada and they live here and they don't learn the language of the nation, they don't get involved in the nation, they don't have much benefit in the benefits of the nation. There are certain things that Canada actually requires now more than probably ever before, and one of them is that when immigrants come to our nation, that they have to learn the language. If they're going to stay in this nation, they have to learn the language. And if they don't learn the language, then they're not going to receive the benefits of the kingdom of Canada, or the dominion of Canada, I should say. Well, it's the same thing in the kingdom of God. If we don't learn some things about the kingdom of God, we're not going to reap the benefits of the kingdom of God. And one of the first things that we learn is that we are in a battle. All through Scripture, the Bible talks about a battle that we're in. In fact, Christianity started that with a battle, started that with a war. Somebody was born into this world. Another king was born into the world. Born into the kingdom of this darkness, kingdom of this world, where the Bible says that Satan is the god of this world, there's another king came in. So right from the very beginning, when Jesus was born, there was a battle raging. Jesus was coming, and you'll remember the three wise men went to Herod to find out where the Messiah was to be born, and they went to the astrologers and went to the people who were supposed to know where the king was to be born, because they wanted to go and worship him. And Herod found out, and he pretended to want to go to worship Jesus as well, but really he wanted to kill him because he knew there was another king coming into the land, so he wanted to do something about it. And we know that the wise men, once they found Jesus, they had a dream by night not to go and tell Herod, but to go home another way and don't go and tell Herod where the Savior was born in Bethlehem. And 2 years later, when they didn't come back, Herod all upset. He knew he was at war. He set out an army to go to Bethlehem and kill all the babies, boys under 2 years old. Now, they knew they were at war. They knew there was a battle going on. I mean, how many of you what would you do if there was suddenly an edict come up that somebody in the government had declared that your baby had to die? Man, you'd fight for the finish. You'd do everything you possibly can in order to save that child. So I'm sure there was more than just babies that were killed at that time. There was a real battle going on. Christianity was initiated by war. And, so many of us, we come to this place, we come in, but then we get out of the battle. We don't even prepare ourselves for battle. We don't even think some things that the kingdom provides is important to walk in. We just take, at our leisure, pick and choose what we want to do and what we want to get involved in. But yet, if we're kingdom people, we realize that we're in the battle, we must be trained. We must learn how to carry our weapons. We must learn how to carry our spiritual armor and so forth. In the kingdom of God, You and I are a people who are supposed to be involved in the battle of setting other people free and advancing the kingdom of God. But I'm so glad that we don't have to do it alone. All God says, He says, I want you to come. These are the things I want to do. I want to do through you. When He told Gideon to go down and defeat the army that outnumbered him by tens and tens of thousands, and He said, I'll be with you and I'll do it for you, but I need you. I need you to go there. I need you to do your part. And just the same, you and I are called. We're needed by God to do our part. God will surely do His part if we'll do our part. Now, there's some things that we want to talk about a little bit as we talk about the kingdom of God and our duty in the kingdom of God. And I seen a sign last night. I was going in town for a moment, and I seen a sign at the fire department in North River. And I thought, you know, that speaks volumes. It says, on the sign of North River Fire Department says, don't be scared, be informed. And I thought, that'll preach. Don't be scared, but be informed. In other words, when it comes to fire, you know, you don't be scared of fire, but be informed. Know how your house is set up. Know what, or if your fire alarms are working. Be prepared. You know, if you're not prepared, then you have reason to be scared. But if you're informed, if you're prepared, you don't have to be scared. Don't be scared, but be informed. And I don't think that fits any better than in the kingdom of God. When we see all the darkness around us, there's no reason to be scared, but we must be informed. We must be informed about the kingdom. We must be informed about the battle that we're in. We must be informed about the strategies that God wants us to use in order to remain in a place of protection. Don't be scared, but be informed. Now, number one, know what you are dealing with. There's some things that we want to talk about here to give us some kind of a direction of how to set a battle plan in for our own lives and the lives of our families. And first is, know what you're dealing with. In other words, recognize the battle that you're in. Try to analyze it and say, well, what's happening here? If you're dealing with sickness or disease, analyze the battle that you're in. Say, okay, what's going on? What really is happening here? Did I open the door? Open your open your eyes to the things that are taking place that has caused this situation to come to pass in your life. Know what you're dealing with, because when you look at the situation, you have to determine, well, okay, is this a direct assault from the enemy? Is this a direct assault from the kingdom of darkness, from a demonic spirit? Is this a direct assault? Or has somehow, is it influencing my life just because we're living in a lost world, if you will, a demon possessed world, and because of that, this comes upon me? Well, you have to make that decision, because if you don't recognize what you're dealing with, then you won't know how to approach the battle. You won't know how to approach your battle. There's some things that we can know generally. You know, all good things come from God, so if it's not a good thing, then you know it's not from God. There's something else informed. We might go back to that a little bit. And the next thing that we want to look at is, whenever you recognize what you're dealing with, look the thing straight in the eye, squarely in the eye. In other words, you're going to deal with an issue. You don't want to try to go around an issue and try to tiptoe around an issue. You want to look at it squarely in the eye and to be able to speak to it, to be able to deal with it so that you get its attention. If it's a demonic spirit, or if it's something that is on you and harassing you, if it's an emotional issue, then look the thing squarely in the eye and speak to it. You'll know what I mean in a few minutes when we go a little farther. The next thing that we should do, once we know what it is, call it by name. Call it by name. If it's a medical condition, most likely it has a name. The doctors and, you know, researchers give it names. Well, call it by name. If it's diabetes, call it by name and deal with it. Call it by that diabetes will not rule over your body. Call it, speak to it. Because when you speak to it by name, you identify it, and the demonic forces know that light bells have went on in individuals' lives and they recognize what they're dealing with. So don't pussyfoot around it. And if it's cancer, call it by its name. And say, you cancer, you demon of cancer, you that doesn't belong to me and has no right to be in my body whatsoever, I come against you. You call it, you speak squarely to it. You don't pussyfoot around issues like that. You're getting mad at the thing. Look it squarely in the eye. Call it by name. Speak kingdom language. Speak kingdom language. What do I mean by speak kingdom language? Don't be afraid to call, if it's a demonic force that's harassing you, they'll call the thing a demon and an enemy. Don't be afraid to call sickness an enemy. Don't be afraid to call death an enemy. You know, sometimes we're afraid to even mention that the enemy of death has come. Well, the Bible calls the enemy, or pardon me, a death an enemy. Yes. So we should call it an enemy. And so when there's things like that that happen in our lives, we want to refer to it according to the Bible. When we say words like, oh, good grief, well, that's not Bible language. That's world language. You know, there's no such thing as good grief. There's no such thing as that. Grief is something that sucks the life out of us. We don't want grief to be a part of our lives. You know, if grief comes on us because of a lost loved one or something, sometimes we want to move through it as quickly as possible. We don't want to hang around with it any more than is necessary, because it's really not good for us if we dabble with it. We want to move through it very, very quickly. But when we look at situations, make sure we have a kingdom perspective. If we'll have a kingdom perspective, we'll begin to deal with it with kingdom tools. Another way to look at something, you know, sometimes we can look at a situation where something has happened and you can't possibly see how any good could come out of that. But yet the kingdom of God says, the word says, God works all things together for good to those who love God, to those who call her according to his promises, his purposes. So when we look at something and say, okay, I don't know how anything good could come out of this situation that I'm into. First of all, do I love God? Am I called according to his purpose? Does he know me? Does he recognize who I am? Do I love him? And if I do, then he's going to work this out for good no matter what. No matter what the situation is in the natural, he's going to cause it to work for good. That's kingdom language. It's talking contradictory to the world language. Nothing good got to come out of this. You see, if we look at that and we say things like that, then we can easily drift into a place of hopelessness and grief. And that's where the enemy wants to keep us. Speak kingdom language. Next thing, speak encouragement to it. If it's a person that you're dealing with or yourself, speak encouragement to yourself. If it needs to be healed, pray healing over it. If it needs to be cast out, then cast it out. Those are all kingdom languages. Don't just go on day in and day out trying to medicate the thing. What do I mean by medicate the thing? Well, if you're encouraging someone else, just constantly patting them on the back and say things will get better. No, while you need to encourage them and things will get better, you have to take your place of authority and help them pray through an issue sometimes. If it's not you, if you're praying for someone else, but if it's praying for yourself, then do whatever needs to be done. If it's healing, don't let a day go by without you speaking Isaiah 53 over your body. Speaking healing in your body and declaring the benefits from Psalm 103. Where he forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. This is kingdom language. You know how I learned that? You know how I learned to do some of the things in a kingdom fashion as opposed to a worldly fashion? Because when my kids were really small and things happened to them, then that it gripped my heart and I realized that, God, if you don't move something here, then something drastic could happen. So I realized my only hope was in God. So I had to give everything I had to this area of believing that God was going to do something. To believing that the words that God told us in his word was going to change the situation. So I decided to lean on God, allow him to move as I speak words over their lives. Life of our family. And it'll work for you too. Last thing, believe that God will work kingdom strategies. When you do all these things, believe that God will work kingdom strategies in your life. In other words, when you pray, he will hear. When you pray, there'll be a response from heaven. Believe that whatever the situation is will be dealt with. We have that part to do. Believe in kingdom strategies. Believe that God will do the thing that we cannot do. But be informed so that you might be transformed. Say that with me. I need to be informed that I might be transformed in the name of Jesus. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. And so if we know the battle, we begin to understand that there are things that we can walk into. If we are informed, we can go into our battle in an informed fashion. We said that we're in a battle. And you might say, well, Pastor Bill, what are you talking about being in a battle all the time for? Why are you talking about, taking on the armor of God and going in this direction and that direction, thing we have to take authority and so forth? Because that's Christianity. Jesus said, go forth and declare and decree that the kingdom of God has come. The kingdom of... Well, what do you think would happen if we went to Washington, D.C., and we had a Canadian flag, and we went to the Washington, D.C., and we say, we declare that the dominion of Canada has come to this nation, and we're taking over. What do you think would happen? Well, first, they'd laugh. In that situation, but there'd be a war. If we were serious about it, no matter how small we were, population-wise, there'd be a war. Well, it's the same thing when we come into the kingdom. The same thing when Jesus came into this world. He declared that the kingdom of God has come, and yet you and I are told to go out and do that. Well, if we really knew the implications of going out and declaring that the kingdom of God has come, we'd say, oh, come on, Jesus, you want me to go out there and say that? Do you actually want me to go out and say that? That the kingdom of God, you actually want me to go out and say that we're taken over? In this kingdom of darkness, that we're taken over? So we take that pretty lightly, declare that the kingdom of God has come, like Jesus said. But if we do that, there's a lot of implications in that. If we really make that declaration, we'll find out that there's a lot of people who are a lot more hostile about Christianity than we often think, if we are really making the declaration that we are supposed to. You see, I am mentioning these things. I'm hoping, this is what my faith is toward, and my hope is toward, that as I declare these things about taking the kingdom of darkness for God, that you will look at it with a sense of responsibility that's true. We are called to take the kingdom of God, that it is true. But also, you'll see it as an impossibility outside God. That means to me, if I see an impossibility outside God, then my job is to seek God. My job is to make sure I'm connected with God and doing what He told me to do, connected and being involved in the things that He's involved in. You see, if Jesus said, go out and declare that the kingdom of God has come, then I need the kingdom backing me to do that. Yes. Therefore, I must live according to kingdom principles. I must war according to kingdom principles and in a spiritual warfare. And if the enemy is coming against my home, then I need to make sure that I have God backing me. You're supposed to declare that the kingdom of God has come to your home, just the same as you would declare it going out into another nation and declaring that Canada has come. You even declare that in your home, that the kingdom of God has come in your home. You're in a battle. You're in a war.